Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, it's official. California has gone to the dogs. That's right. All you humans, abandon ye California because Jerry Brown has just mandated the HPV vaccine as of yesterday for all girls, even as young as 12, and they don't need your permission, mom and dad. Isn't that wonderful? You now have moms and dads in the legislature. They're Democrats, and they go up to the governor's office, Governor Brown. You thought Governor Arnold, the governator, was bad. Did he ever mandate that little girls get shots without having to have permission from you, mom and dad? I wonder. Well, guess what? The exemptions are on. They're all for you, only if your little kid is a furry creature known as a canine. That's right. Dogs are given granted special privileges and exemptions that the humans are not. Little doggies can opt out of rabies vaccine, that according to Molly's bill. This is the day Governor Brown yesterday just said, hey, sign it all, bring it on. Boy, do we have some stuff to cover today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam Schiaff is going to be joining me, the investigative journalist that he is and, of course, conspiracy realist. We've connected with April Bowden, and there's an article put up as we've been talking with her about this, and she's revealed some pretty interesting things that go deeper than just the surface and certainly more than the old media is going to touch. And it relates to this topic, this title, as she reveals Big Pharma's plan to destroy California's children. And I have it linked up at liamschiaff.com as well as robertscottbell.com. You'll see the article, and it's also embedded in today's show notes, including a link to April's blog we'll talk about. Now, I'm all for exemptions. I mean, I'd rather have everybody have to opt in. I don't even want dogs vaccinated, for goodness sake. I want them on nozodes. I want them taking homeopathic nozodes for rabies. Of course, that puts me a little out of, the loop is not the right word, but certainly out of sorts with the Democrats who believe in California that everyone that is a human should be mandated, even without parental permission, to have vaccines for theoretical sexually transmitted diseases. And although HPV can pass through that method, does it even cause the cancer that they claim the Gardasil shots theoretically prevents against? No, it doesn't. And so even if you develop an antibody for the HPV or the three or four strains that they cover, whoop-de-frickin'-do! This is what we're dealing with here. Complete lack of science, rational thought. But this isn't about that in California. This is all about, hey, how do we get some money back into the coffers here? We're beyond bankrupt. Who's got the money to give to us? And what do they ask for in return? Hey, you, how much for your children? Oh, yeah, all you got to do is just give them some Gardasil shots. Don't let their parents opt out. Don't let them have permission. Get permission, give permission. They don't need it. We need to protect those children, and you can feel good about it because this is about protecting children from cancer because you hate cancer just like Rick Perry, the one-time Democrat Al Gore supporter. So you can feel good about the fact that you've taken the place of all parents in California, you dummy, dunderheaded Democrats. Now, this doesn't excuse the retreaded Republicans here, because I don't hear them screaming out against this on the real basis that there's no science to support what we're talking about here. You know, what is this mandate all about? It has nothing to do with protecting little girls from cancer. Nothing! It has nothing to do with protecting little girls from sexually transmitted diseases or viruses. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with filling the coffers of California's bankrupt government. And Merck is just the company to help provide that which they can no longer squeeze out of the California taxpayers. So this is something that will go down in the history, the annals of the history of California and the United States, is one of the most terroristic acts against the children of California. And how bizarre it is. Governor Brown, the day he signs this into law, he signs Molly's bill to give little puppies and little doggies, little furry creatures, maybe not so puppy-like, but maybe they're big dogs, old dogs, the ability to opt out of rabies vaccines, because they acknowledged that if a dog has a chronic autoimmune disease, the vaccine could kill them. Well, what about the not-so-furry little girls of California with chronic inflammatory diseases, with chronic bowel diseases, with chronic autoimmune disease? Yes, they exist because of all the other vaccines that California kids are given. No, they're not going to give you an opt-out there unless you claim religious exemption. And here is this signing that happened the other day, yesterday. It's like, I would like to thank the governor and all the dog lovers who supported this bill along the way. This is Hagman, whose 60th district includes Walnut and Diamond Bar. I could not have done it without you. It has been a long road, but it's fantastic that man's best friend now enjoys this protection, right? The protection not to get the shot. What about the humans? Do you care not for the humans, Governor Jerry Brown? Yeah, this is really an amazing thing. Look, we got a lot to do today on the show, as we always do. RobertScoutBell.com is the website. Natural News Radio is where you're most likely listening to it. I would also ask you to consider linking in through TalkStreamLive.com. That will help gain awareness for the Robert Scott Bell Show and Natural News Radio to a larger group of talk radio fans on planet Earth that listen to these things via the web. That's TalkStreamLive.com. And you can check it out there. There's a link to Robert Scott Bell as well. Now, if we look at where we're going, it's not only that we're going to interview April Bowden in a moment, but also there's a very profound discussion I want to have, revealing discussion, with Stephen Huer. He is the man behind One World Way, who's brought this out to my attention and brought it out to the Natural News Radio audience through the Robert Scott Bell Show. And he's got a long history in the dietary supplement industry, having overcome a lot of illnesses himself. I mean, I go way back with this guy, and we used to promote a product called Cocoon GH, a growth hormone stimulating thing, a natural substance. And in this case, he was hammered by the FDA. He even did jail time over this. He did nothing wrong. He provided a product that people loved and came back for that helped them. And the FDA even gave him a thumbs up. Yeah, it's okay. And then they came after him. This story could be one, and you could be next. Yeah, you might not be selling a supplement. Who knows? Now that Obama could send drones down on American citizens, how long till it will be the growth hormone supporters? How long will it be? Well, they've already gone after through economic terrorism, the Rossum raid that we've covered here many times, and the raw milk attacks, the attacks on the farmers. And so it may be a time where you're going to be like any of those people who become victims of big government, government mafia, the medical mafia. And Stephen Huer has a story that we all need to hear and really think very, let's say, clearly about. Is this the direction we want to go, or can we call a halt to it? Can we reverse it? Can we reverse course and restore liberty, or is it toast? We're going to have to leave and start all over again. Because in California, it looks like that's the case. Pack it up, moms and dads. Leave your children behind. Now, actually, grab your children now before the state just takes total ownership of them. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back with Liam Sheff, April Bowden, Also, I've got word that my producer has gotten a complaint call of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to hear about that as well. We'll see if we can take that. He's trying to rig something up so we can take this call on the air. We got lots more healing to do on the United States and world of Health Talk Radio. Remember, robertscottbell.com, 866-939-BELL. Check out all the articles, including the one revealing that which we're going to reveal in just a moment.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Covered yesterday on Advanced Medicine Monday the whole issue of Jerry Brown signing 1,000 bills into law, including, of course, the mandate, so-called mandate, of the HPV shot. But in this case, it's weird because it allows 12-year-old girls to go into the doctor without parental knowledge, consent, or authorization. And basically, the doctor can say, hey, I think you need one of these. And like the 12-year-old girl's going, well, let me read the insert, right? How many pages of small print will a 12-year-old girl read to find out that it's possible she risks not only neurological damage, but death even from the Gardasil shot? That's not included in that bill. Jerry Brown is absolutely, you know, they used to call him Moonbeam. Now he's a Merc Beam Brown, in addition to the Democrats in California. Now we're learning of another bill in California that may tie into this, that may make not only HPV but HIV something that teens can do an end around their parents. And to join us right now, April Bowden, she's a blogger out in California, but more importantly, she has a vaccine injured son, 6 years old, Aiden, and she writes extensively about it. She's very well written in her blog. I've got a link to it at robertscottbell.com, but we want to get the Liam Sheff connected with April. I believe was it at the Health Freedom Expo, or how did you connect with April?
Yeah, in Long Beach, and April's a friend of mine and somebody who's writing I really recommend and enjoy. I think she's a very good, a fantastic writer and an open book. I mean, if you want to see what it's like to walk in her shoes, which is the shoes of a lot of people who've had children damaged by the medical pharmaceutical monster,
right,
injecting children into things with things and not telling parents what they can do. April's doing everything she can. She tries all the natural stuff. She's working. She's a devoted, loving mother and a good friend. So, I, when she wrote this note on the FBI social network on Facebook, she really weighed in, I think, correctly and with great insight into these two bills that were just signed in California. And without further ado.
Yes, let's have April Bowden up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. April, thanks for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Glad to be on your show.
Now, April, we all were talking about AB 499, which was allowing minors to consent to vaccines without parental knowledge, like the Gardasil shot.
Right.
But you bring up a Senate Bill 946, which was also passed into law, that relates to something called autism insurance reform. I was not familiar with that bill out in California.
Right. Well, the autism insurance reform bill is SB 946, as you state. And what it's to do is require private insurance companies to start paying for autism treatments. How it's been done previously is that they're exempt from that, and it's usually taken care of by the state. There's these things called regional centers, which provide early intervention care for children, and also for if you're diagnosed with something that's considered to be lifelong, like autism or ADHD, then you can receive treatments in the home, and then the school will pick up the other portion of that. And so what this is to do is to try and say that the insurance companies should start paying out for this. And but the odd thing is that it does say that it's going to start requiring insurance companies to pay out, but there's also something in there that talks about reporting HIV testing. Because what the health officials do is if someone comes in and has an HIV positive test, they have to report that. And this generally generates revenue for the state, because when somebody's in the system, they can say, well, we have X, you know, number of people that have been tested HIV positive, so we need more money from, you know, the federal grants and things like that.
Right, the kickbacks. And this has happened in the government school systems regarding Ritalin rates of administration of or prescription. There's actually kickbacks to local municipalities, so this continues on in the realm of HIV testing and drugs and treatments for HIV.
Right, exactly. And, I mean, it's true for autism and all other kinds of diagnoses as well. Schools will make additional money when they take on cases of somebody who has special needs. So this is a revenue source for the state. So what this is going to say is that how things are currently is that there's this form that the health official has to fill out, and there's a regulation to it that has to be submitted to the state health official in order for them to count this person's name. I mean, it's private. They're not going to release it, so they say, but
yeah.
But their name goes on a list, and this is how they generate money for HIV. Well, you know, given that it's a lengthy process, a lot of people don't do it. They don't bother, and, you know, someone with an HIV diagnosis might not get submitted to the state. So what this is to do is to reduce the regulation. They're going to do away with the regulation and make it a new form that's simpler, so that then I would assume to increase the number of results of the number of HIV reporting that they're going to be able to submit.
Now, April, if you know Liam, you're probably well aware of the problem with the HIV tests altogether, that they may or may not be detecting anything of consequence in reality. And that you know, makes a bigger problem, which is not the discussion here, but the acknowledgement that it does bring into play a kind of that ensnaring net of any child, now that they've set precedent to say we can give an STD vaccine, which they consider the Gardasil shot, to children, basically, without consent. Would it be next logical to say, hey, why don't we just test all kids for HIV, or if they come up positive, we can put them on HIV drugs without consent, too? I mean, how far does this go, or do you have an inkling or acknowledgement within that bill, what it allows?
Well, what's confusing is that this SB 946 is the one that talks about HIV, and that's the autism insurance reform. So it really has no place in it. It's very bizarre that it would say anything about HIV in it. And then you have, on the other hand, this AB 499, which is amending existing laws. So California already has the law. It put into effect last year. This whole series of family codes, 6920 through 6929, all pertain to a minor's right to consent to medical treatment without their parent's knowledge. And so what AB 499 was just an amendment to one of those codes. It was 6926. And that states that a child may consent to the care or treatment of any contagious disease, including those for STDs. And so the amendment is to then allow them to seek preventative care, in other words, vaccines, for STDs. So you have on this one side, you have this bill that's increased, that says minors as young as 12 can consent to vaccines for STDs without their parents' knowledge. And then on the other side, you have this thing about, well, we're going to reduce the regulations on how we report on HIV testing.
I want to backtrack to one, the thing you said in the beginning, which was that California has made it the law that the school, the state, can treat any child for a lifelong illness. And you mentioned ADHD. And I'm thinking ADHD is a lifelong affliction. You eat a chocolate bar, you have ADHD. You eat some brown rice and beans, you don't have it anymore. I mean, how is it? So I'm thinking about their logic. They're so deeply corrupted that they want to make a little bit of fidgeting in class a lifelong disorder that they can then get the And you're saying they get federal money for this? So taxpayers from Minnesota and Pennsylvania have to kick in for California's new drug habit. Do I follow that correctly?
Yeah, they get money from all kinds of different sources, the state and the federal pool of taxpayers. Yes, you're right about that.
So the state, too. So the Californians who pay one of the highest rates of tax in property and state and shopping taxes, whatever those are called, and income tax. I mean, California is so broke. We need, like, where's the guy saying, how broke is it? I mean, Jay Leno does jokes about this.
Sure.
Right.
But it's so broke that they've sold their children into medical pharmaceutical bondage. That's how broke it is.
So if I'm 12 years old and I end up pregnant, which would be a miracle in my case, but let's say I get somebody, I'm 12 years old and I end up with syphilis, I don't have to go and tell my mother about it. Now, why would I want to tell my mother that I got...
She might yell at you.
She might yell. Yeah, I might...
They don't want California parents yelling at their kids.
They don't want California parents being parents, essentially.
Oh my gosh.
So I go home to my parents, and I, of course, call them Ron and Phyllis, and we have drinks, and then I tell them how my day was, and I borrow the small car, because, of course, at 12, you're supposed to have a small car out there in California. And I go to the wine...
An electric vehicle.
I go to the wine tasting with my friends.
Right.
I mean, it's like that movie, what was that movie made with all like teen, like 12-year-old actors somewhere in the 80s with Jodie Foster and Scott Baio were in it, and they all played...
They're gangsters,
yeah,
right?
They were adults.
Yeah, they were adults, right? But that's the way California now looks at children as adults because, of course, it was cost-effective to sell them in this way, and in that way we can, of course, raise the revenue that we could in any other way because who has more money, by gosh, than Big Pharma?
Right. And speaking of that, I mean, since you bring up ADHD, it's the Family Code series that I mentioned before that was put into effect last year, there's a clause in there, 6924, California Family Code 6924, that says that children may, as young as 12, may seek treatment for a diagnosed mental illness without their parents' knowledge as well.
What, they went into psychiatric disorders? I mean, you mentioned ADHD. I mean, this could be anything. You can put them on antipsychotics now?
Exactly. Yeah. No, this is already in effect. This was already put into place. I just found this because I was reading up on AB 499 because it's an amendment to one of the family codes. But I went back and read the whole series, and 6924 is a completely different one. This is already in place. And so kids are already able to do this. They can go in and seek treatment for a mental illness, and if the professional finds them to be diagnosed with a mental illness, but then yet at the same time feels that they have the intellectual capacity to make their own decisions, and should it harm them to inform their parents, they can go ahead and put them on, I say this with quotations, outpatient treatment. So, and then they go on to define what they consider to be a professional. The first thing they say is a government agency. They don't specify what kind of government agency or if it's a social worker or anything like that. It's just a government agency. And so a government agency can put your kid on Ritalin or Risperdal, and you don't know about it.
Well, and the conflicts of interest are pharmaceutical in this case, yet the people of California and the children who need it are not allowed to have real milk. Raw milk, if they should so desire, because of the sting operation conducted against these small family farmers.
Okay.
Right. Well, they want you to think that. It is legal in California to sell raw milk, but I mean, they're presenting it as if it's not, but it is.
So what they want you to do, I see how this works now. You go in for the sex ed class when you're about 11, because Lord knows that's when you start wanting to be sexually active in California, I guess. Because I guess alcohol's legal at 9, so by 11, you're worked up, you're ready.
Yeah.
So at 11,
yeah.
You walk in and you see your sex ed teacher, and they go, well, now we're going to talk about HIV testing, and did any of you kiss outside? Well, I kissed Susie. Well, Susie's mother might be HIV positive, so we're going to give you, but you don't have to tell your parents, and we don't have to ask them. Now, it doesn't matter that these tests come up positive in case you've ever had any milk.
If you had the flu recently, like
flu,
a lot of kids might have a flu.
Or
right?
A mandatory vaccine,
yep,
that makes these tests
come
up
positive.
Yeah,
your booster shot, you're going to end up with a positive result.
Oh, we're sorry, Johnny, you're HIV positive. But don't worry, you can start the drug. You don't even have to tell your parents, just go home. So the kid starts taking AZT at 12, drops dead at 13, parents never know why. This is
right.
California.
It is time to get out of California. Oh, my gosh. I mean,
I don't think that this is going to stop here, though, because, I mean, we saw this in North Carolina, for instance. It's 12-year-olds can go ahead and go in and take any vaccine. And so, I mean, this isn't – I think that this is going to spread. I don't think that California is going to be the only place where this is going to happen.
And not going to spread if we have anything to do with it.
No, absolutely.
Yeah,
not.
I mean, you know, that's exactly the point. You got to take this as an example to
sure.
try prevent this from
April happening. Bowden is our guest this hour, and her son Aiden is vaccine damaged in the autism spectrum. We'll get more details on that as well. We're covering some very horrifying, horrific reports on the bills that have passed, become law in California, what they can do to your children there. Get your children out of there if you can. We're going to get more information on this, see if this can be turned back. Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist, investigative journalist, is with me as well this hour. Hang in there, April. We're coming right back after this break on The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind. And yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com. And you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
We were just talking on the break, Liam and I, about the street gangs in California. It turns out they're the Democrats in Congress, and they have passed laws, horrific laws, based on the cult of science, not real science, scientism, to mandate the ability, at least, to allow children to medicate themselves practically. Okay, well, maybe not. They have to go to a counselor in government, of course, with no conflicts of interest, because they don't get any extra money or funding from the federal government should they find that the child has an ailment, real or imagined, that requires drugging, and will get the funding up in that state. That's not why Jerry Brown signed this basically Merck Gardasil everybody into law, and the Democrats supported it. You know, the perspective here, who the gang members are. April Bowden is with us. We've got the links to her blog as well. We'll tell you about that in a moment. Liam, like I said, the street gangs. It's the Democratic Party of California now.
April, didn't you just tell us that it was the Dems, the do-gooding Democrats, who put this thing into law that kids don't have to ask anybody for anything? How did that happen?
Well, it was San Diego Assemblywoman Toni Atkins was the one who put this bill forward, AB 499. And in my essay, I wrote, I quoted a statement that she made, and basically, to just paraphrase what she said, was that parents who talk to their kids and have good line of communication don't need to worry about this. So, in other words, unless you're a bad parent, there's nothing for you to worry about, because your kids will tell you if they start having sex.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's a good parent, I wonder?
Under the California Penal Code.
I mean, what color or ethnicity is a good parent?
That should be the question.
That's what they mean, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what
mm-hmm.
what are liberals talking about in California? They want to protect the rights of
the poor people?
Mexican Americans.
Mexicans.
African Americans. Who I guess they don't think are smart enough to either be parents, make their own decisions, have conversations, be open and honest, or choose to discuss with their parents, if they happen to be kids, that they happen to be pregnant. Oh, I don't know. I guess my daughter might be pregnant. I just don't know what to do. I hope the state comes in and gives her an HIV test and gives her AZT and also doesn't tell me. Do you think that's what darker complected people really – but isn't that what liberals do in California? I'm putting it out there. I used to live there, and that was my feeling.
How are they defending this? I mean, is there any outrage on the state level, on the ground there, April?
There's a lot of outrage. I mean, the thing about these two bills was that you had the same group of people that were opposing the AB 499, the minors' right to consent to vaccines, were also supporting the other bill, SB 946, because everyone thinks it's autism insurance reform, but not understanding the tag-along clause about HIV. So what I think is that this was very divisive, because you had these two bills signed on the exact same day, and you have the same group of people who are posing on one end because they have vaccine-injured children are also supporting insurance reform to have their vaccine-injured children treated.
Mm.
So they're walking away feeling like it's kind of a half victory.
Hmm.
And they, you know, well, I lost here, but I won here. And not realizing that the only people that are winning are Big Pharma.
Right. There are limits to even the so-called insurance favor that are being done. Can you describe the limits on that insurance bill that got passed?
Right. Well, first of all, it's only to be put into effect for 2 years. So at that time, you're going to have to fight again for it to be renewed. And there's limits because how things work normally is that people receive funding from the state, you know, either through the school districts or through these things that are called the regional centers, and they provide, school usually provides some portion of it, and the regional centers provide another portion of it. And this is all taxpayer funded. This is a social service. It has nothing to do with private insurance, and generally people don't pay out. Sometimes there's a share of costs through the regional centers, but usually people don't have to pay anything for this service, at least not up front. You're paying it as a taxpayer. But, and so what also happens is that there's this, there's the social medicine or medical insurance, Medi-Cal, or in some states it's called Medicaid or Medicare.
Yes.
And this is federally funded. And what this does is it will reimburse the school districts and it will reimburse the state agencies like the regional centers for specific treatments. And it, you know, it's kind of a hassle. Some of the schools don't bother trying to seek reimbursement. But you know, I've been told by one of the directors of my son's old school that they get around $80,000 in return each year.
Well,
so
and
it's kind
that's,
of worth it to them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's not small little pennies here. They're actually adding up to some significant budgetary boosts.
Wait, $80,000 per what? Per
year. Just they. Well, what they'll do is they'll
per
take
student or per number of students
or per school.
Yeah, for the number of students that they have and
wow.
that are have a diagnosis, and they're giving treatments out to these kids. So they're providing them with speech therapy or with you know, occupational therapy, other kinds of interventions, and they're getting reimbursement on that.
And I'm just wondering what, you know, I mean, I'd love to get a breakdown one day of the number of kids that we can diagnose with deadly ADHD. I wonder, like, how many extra thousands they get for make-believe. For number one, from the drug companies, that's an investigation worth doing. But I interrupted. Go on.
So as it is right now, they get reimbursement for this. So what it looks like in this bill, 946, is that that will change. Because then they're saying this bill would provide no reimbursement for any specific reason. So, and then there's also, it goes on to talk about so it sounds like what they're doing is deferring the payments from the state back onto the private insurance companies. And it also says that, because it also says that Medi-Cal and Healthy Families, which is another like share of cost kind of government social insurance that you can get. So it's sort of for low-income families, but they have you pay it, but it's real cheap. It's like $10 a month or something.
Yeah.
And so those places will be exempt from having to provide these autism treatments.
Well, this April will functionally put the private insurance companies out of business. I mean, you know, you can't afford to provide perpetual care. In other words, for life, for the thing. And, you know, the sad irony as well in this, as the government mandates it out of existence, the competition to them, people are going to clamor and demand that we have to have the government carry this because the others won't. And at that point, we're already bankrupt. So where do they go? They go back to Big Pharma. Big Pharma gets another bill passed in the state or any state or every state. And in that way, Big Pharma basically funds almost the entire you know, ability of the state to government to even function. And so we have more mandates, pharmaceutical mandates.
And what we have also is California, which is the AIDS mafia state. It is the AIDS mafia state. You have part of New York City. But California has San Francisco and Los Angeles, two places that are very gay friendly, but also which kill gay people. They bring them in. You can live here, but you have to be HIV tested, and then you have to be on these drugs. These cities in part live and die, San Francisco especially, by the number of AIDS organizations, the number of make-believe charities that go up, but they say they're real. They're just collecting money to put into drug companies to give gay men, for the most part, drugs that kill them. So this is California. This is who runs pharma in California. It was the AIDS mafia that broke the FDA approval process so that you could get stuff approved in weeks instead of years mm-hmm. if it was dangerous, because gay men were sick and they demanded a new drug, and they were
sure.
given an old drug called AZT, and it killed them. And then they were protesting saying, we don't want it anymore. So what you now have is this way of looking at the world is now running the national health care sort of operating system. Get them younger, get them sooner. And April pointed out in her essay, which was just a great stroke of insight that what we're going to see next year, because of this ease of reporting where you just click a box. You
know, right, instead of having to fill out this major form.
You're going to see, because we're not talking about the people who can take care of their children. In other words, the wealthy, white, middle class. You're talking about poor people whose children go, who may not even speak the same language as their parents in school.
Right.
Because they're immigrants. They're going to go. They're not going to tell their parents. They're going to be suddenly counted as an HIV case. The newspapers will say, giant surge in HIV AIDS in adolescents, in Hispanic adolescents.
In California.
In African-American adolescents in California. There'll be a national discussion about HIV in adolescents. This will spread that way. That's how they'll do it.
And then the demand for, we need more coverage for drugs, we need more coverage for vaccines, and Big Pharma sweeps in because Jerry Brown or whoever's governor will sign it in and go, yes, this is to help the children, and we hate cancer.
And
right?
Hate,
they keep coming back to that.
Yeah, we hate cancer, we hate AIDS, so we hate...
But also, look at this as well, and April, you know this firsthand, the state's relentless propaganda machine convincing parents that they need vaccines, which has led to the so-called autism epidemic and all of the neurological deficit damage and other things that have occurred because of it. So the state created the problem. They sweep in with the solution, which is a Big Pharma-inspired budgetary cushion that then mandates even more pharmaceutical intervention, which creates 10 to 100 to 1,000 other problems for these children, much less adults. So it's a horrific pharmaceutical self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, it's basically like a military coup. I mean, problem, reaction, solution. They come in and they make the problem, and then they wait for the reaction, and then they have the solution. And so the thing that I am concerned about is because then there's this HIV vaccine that's on the horizon, and so what you have in place is that it's going to look like there's an increase of HIV diagnoses, and then you already have in place that kids can consent to their own vaccine
without parental
knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to be begging for this HIV vaccine once they start seeing the numbers rise.
And Rachel Maddow will be right there saying that young people should have a right to the life-saving HIV-AIDS vaccine. Even though the HIV-AIDS vaccine has failed, and they've been doing this now for 20 years, they had a massive trillion-dollar failure a number of years ago.
Yeah.
All over the front pages of even the big Nazi eugenics papers like the New York Times.
Right, I remember.
You know, HIV vaccine failure. The mystery should be that if you have a disease and you recognize the disease by antibodies, you can't have a vaccine for it. It's crap. It's BS. Nobody pays attention to the science anymore.
I will spell it out very simply, and I've done it many times over the years, and Liam has written about it, but if an antibody means you're going to die, if you confer that antibody, come by it naturally, how are you going to stimulate it artificially and it's going to mean you're going to live?
Yeah,
it's absurd.
It's absurd.
Absolutely absurd.
And antibodies don't mean you're going to die.
Exactly. In many cases, in most cases, in fact, they used to mean that you had achieved your goal. Your body knows what it is and you've done it. So anyway, April, very impressed with what you're writing about. And your son is very fortunate to have a mom like you, not only fighting for him, but for many others in that state and around the world now, because they can read your blog as we have it right here linked at robertscottbell.com. It's called aidensrecovery.blogspot.com. Aiden is spelled A-Y-D-A-N-S, aidensrecovery.blogspot.com. I hope you'll stay in touch, April. Let us know how things are evolving. If there is an outcry from the people of California to roll this thing back, I'm not holding my breath, but I'm curious to hear what happens on the ground there.
I will. I'll keep you informed.
Thanks so much, April.
Thank you so much, April.
Welcome.
We'll be back with more powerful healing. You got it. Liam Sheff still remains with me, and we're coming right back with more healing after this.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Shop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I want to thank Liam Sheff for connecting me with April Bowden. I've sent him out to do some research at this point because there's some big stories that'll be breaking this week. But, you know, there's a lot of intensity of government attacks, assaults on freedom. We talk about it, assaults in California on children. Next hour, we're going to be talking with my good friend Stephen Hewer. I want you to hear the backstory, and it's really heart-wrenching to some degree, to a great degree. Of a man who simply is trying to help people to get well, provide for them great products to get, you know, the strength in their bodies. And yet the FDA has attacked him. He's actually served some prison time. He's dealing with some very serious things I want you to understand, learn about. So we're going to talk about that. But in the meantime, I thought we've got a special patch through on a phone line, a back phone line. I heard someone had sent in a complaint. And I asked my producer, Don, to get a hold of this woman to find out what was the problem with. Because we take every bit of criticism very seriously here. We're okay with that. And Don, do you have that phone open? I think you said it was Phyllis from Minnesota. Phyllis, are you there? Hello, is this Phyllis?
Hello, who is calling, please?
Yes, Phyllis, this is Robert Scott Bell. You are on the Robert Scott Bell Show now live. I had gotten word that you had a complaint, a little criticism of the show, and we take these things seriously. And I understand you're up in Minnesota. I hope everything's going well up there. But Phyllis, thank you for sharing your concerns with us.
Well, now hold on a second there, Robert Scott Bell. Listen for a second. I listened to your show.
Yes.
Now, is this Robert Scott Bell from the radio?
This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. You are on the show.
Okay. Now, listen. I've had some complaints from myself about some things I've heard on your program. Number one, you were talking the other day, and you talked about the devil's plant.
What is the devil's plant? I'm sorry, I don't follow.
You talked about cannabis. You talked about the Mexican devil's weed.
Marijuana, they call that, right?
Marijuana.
Yeah. Well, we're recovering it in terms of its medicinal value, I guess, in regards to if we compare it to the drugs like Prozac or other things that are very dangerous, approved by the government. I mean, God created marijuana or cannabis. We feel it's a superior form of medicine to that which the FDA approved. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Phyllis, are you okay?
I think there's a bone in my chicken salad. Now, hold on a second. You can... Now, the greatest trick the devil ever played, Robert Scott Bell, was to make people believe he didn't exist. And he's right there in your yard, in the backyard of most of the houses, at least where I live, there's the five... horn devil plant.
What about the dandelion? I mean, this is something God created as well. How do you differentiate the two?
Robert Scott Bell, do I have to tell you the difference between the devil's plant and the benign dandelion which sits there and comes in your salad and you can make wine out of the tops? Do I have to tell you the difference? The devil's plant. Now, let me tell you, there was a young boy in my town when I was just a little bit, and then his name was Clint.
Clint? Okay,
and Clint,
what happened to
would
Clint?
Get on the bicycle, and uh-huh. He said, I'm going to try marijuana. And he rode the bicycle, he rode it right into a light post.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, kids do that. Excuse me, Phyllis, kids do that all the time. I thought I was Evel Knievel on my bike. I wasn't doing marijuana, but it was just normal for kids to do that.
Oh, he was evil, all right. It was the devil that got into him right there. Now, to this day, he's afraid of bicycles. Now, when he got older, he rode his car right into the same light post. And he was drinking Jack Daniels. And marijuana was the gateway drug.
Well, I guess my point would be that the alcohol may have been more dangerous.
Well, I don't know anything about that. I just know in my day, we didn't call it marijuana. The jazz musicians would give it to us. And we were so young and so impressionable. And boy, would we do things. I didn't know I was so flexible.
Excuse me?
I've never seen my ankles so close to my ears since I was a child. But let me tell you, there are things I don't even remember.
Phyllis, is this really why you were calling?
And I thought it was just having a good time and nobody was getting hurt. But who knows really what happened when during all of those soirees and get-togethers that we would have.
Phyllis, you know, if you've listened to the Robert Scott Bell Show for any length of time, this show is about health and healing. And, you know, we're always talking about many different things in that regard. Is that really your only complaint?
Well, no. I thank you for asking me, because I was upset, because you're talking blue streak. You're talking a blue streak right down Main Street. You'd cause a conflagration in my town if you talked the blue streak.
Whoa.
Now, you have a young man on your program called Lamb, and he was talking about breasts.
Liam, you're talking about Liam Schaff, the investigative journalist.
Well, you can call yourself any name you want these days. You can be a potty mouth whorehound.
But no, if we were talking about breasts, it had to be in the context of the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the pink ribbons, legitimate medical things.
There you go again with your potty mouth talking blue streak right down Main Street, pink and breasts. You know what you're getting at.
But we're just referencing what's in the news and trying to give women another option rather than having their breast tissue squozen between two plates.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Right over the line, you know, right over the line of decency.
Mammograms. I'm very concerned about women's and mammograms.
Well, ma'am, you can get them, and sirs can get them as well. Now, we should be talking about lady parts. Just lady parts.
What?
And I don't want to hear about squozing and pressing and gentle fingers and sweet nothings. I'm tired of hearing about this on your program. Now, keep it simple. Enemas and silver. This is why I tuned into the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Phyllis, you said enemas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's old medicine. Oh, my grandfather. When we would have any kind of thing going on, there you go. There's the enema bag and some salt water right from the lake.
So it's okay. Excuse me, you had cleaner lakes back then, I'm sure, but I'm just shocked because I didn't realize certain body parts were okay to talk about, not others.
I didn't say a body part. I said enema. I didn't tell you where it goes. Use your imagination. That's what we did when the jazz musicians would come into town. Boy, we'd race down to the clubs.
Phyllis,
we wouldn't even tell our mothers. Then we'd get some of that homemade hooch, but we didn't tell people about it.
Phyllis, can you stay on point here? Because I'm very concerned. I mean, anytime someone that's a longtime listener to the show is upset, has some critique, I mean, I really want to get to the bottom of this. If you're saying that Liam has said some language that you're not pleased with, I mean, maybe I'll talk with Liam, but I don't follow. I mean, how are we supposed to talk about medical issues in body parts? I mean, look, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, prostate issues.
Oh,
I mean,
there you go. There you go. Crossing a line again. You're causing a conflagration down there on Main Street with your prostate. We didn't have to say the name. We knew what it was. We just needed a little gentle massaging is all. Now, some of the boys weren't into it, but I'll tell you, once you showed them, but you didn't have to name it.
But that's what the, you know, the specialized doctors...
No. It's an inside man part. You don't have to say more than that.
That's all you have to say. Okay. Well, you're going to make it a little more challenging for me as I move forward here, because I like to be very direct and clear, so that people, you know what I'm talking about. We also often talk about very complex as I said, medical issues. I'm very concerned about women being abused by the medical profession.
Oh, yes.
I mean, to take
yes.
the...
There are a bunch of devils out there. They're squeezing our parts and putting things into us.
That's exactly right. And when I talk about them squeezing the upper female parts,
the upper lady parts.
Yes. Okay, I'll try to find the language. That is greatly offensive to me, even as a man, that they would do that and then radiate the tissue.
And they don't even call the next day. You know, the jazz musicians, when they would come into town with their hooch and their five-horn devil plant, you know, they knew they would come back.
Excuse me. You have me at a loss here. I try to be clear, Phyllis, and I realize you come from a different generation. What is hooch?
Oh, now, we don't have to talk about it. Everybody knows what it is. You make it in your bathtub. You take some rye or corn.
You're talking about moonshine.
Oh, listen.
You're offended by me talking about body parts and naming them medically.
Let me tell you.
Yes.
We had the Comstock laws and we had J. Edgar, and you couldn't get a thing by them. Not a thing.
Okay.
Life was hard back then for you whippersnappers with your eye poles and all the other kinds of things. Oh. We had to read books. We had to carry them 5 miles up and down the hill to school, and then we weren't even allowed to read the good parts. They'd rip them right out in front of us.
Well, is this the basis for not, like you said, if I have guests like Liam Sheff, he's an investigative journalist. I mean, he covers very important stories here for the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Very important for who? The pornography community?
No, this is medical. What shall I tell him? Will you be listening to the show? Is this it for
us? Oh, I never miss the show.
So you'll still listen?
Oh, I'll listen, but I'm going to call you, and I'm going to let you know when you've crossed the line and you're talking that blue streak, Robert Scott Bell.
Okay. Phyllis from Minnesota, I appreciate you taking the time and being willing to come on the air today.
All right, God bless.
All right. Well, that was Phyllis from Minnesota. Don, thank you for connecting us, I think. I'm a little nervous now about doing the show every day. I've got to worry about what I'm going to say. Can I get Liam back on the microphone? Liam, are you still there?
Yeah, I was just sitting here.
Liam, it sounds like you may have upset one of my listeners. I don't know what to do about this.
That's normal. It's just kind of the thing that I do.
I'm supposed to be the rabble-rouser here. Now you're getting in trouble.
That's my life story. I open my mouth. Things pop out. People take it the wrong way. I can't. You just kind of have to shrug your shoulders. You say, look, sorry, but, you know, free to be you and me. We're
Listen,
all who we are.
I remember that Marlo Thomas. That was great. I grew up with that LP, the long record, vinyl playing record. Listen, Liam, I appreciate you hooking us up with who was
April.
April Bowen,
our
right?
great friend April. She's a wonderful. I love her essay. If you really want to get into the inside of what it's like to be a mom in the situation where a government is destroying your life, destroying,
right.
I say this with my heart broken and bleeding for everybody in this situation, but April lays it out. She journals it. She documents it. She doesn't even hide from the parts of ourselves where we blame ourselves, if only,
right,
if only.
Right.
And that makes her a rare thing. She's not just attacking. She is introspective. I really deeply admire her.
Well, I can't even imagine how difficult it is. I'm blessed that there are people like that in our lives that are doing good work despite it all, and as well, even with those, as we said, that have critiques. I remember going around the early years of the Robert Scott Bell Show tour before I even had the show, going out communicating, lecturing, and I would get pelted with organic heirloom tomatoes by people like Phyllis from Minnesota, and they meant well. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not angry with Phil. I mean, I take it. But it's going to be really difficult. Now, it's a multi-generational show. We got young kids in college and high school sometimes I hear from, and now we got the elder generation. And it's going to be a great sensitivity. I'm going to walk a tightrope here on the show every day.
You don't have to do that. She said that she was going to be listening every day. That's the trick. That's the joke, right?
Okay.
When they used to ask Howard Stern. Remember Howard Stern?
I can't admit that I know anything about Howard Stern.
He used to be on terrestrial radio.
That's right.
He used to be for free. You could listen if you could tolerate a half hour of commercials per hour. You could listen to it.
Yes.
And he was funny.
The FCC didn't think so, though.
Yeah, but he was funny. And he was offensive, but it was puerile. It was infantile. You couldn't, if you were deeply offended by it, it meant you didn't have enough to do. And he knew that.
Uh-huh.
And so he'd get you listening. And it turned out that some half of his audience, more than half of his regular listeners, were people who just tuned in to see what he would say next, who were offended by him. I mean, less than half of his fans. Now, I'm not saying that's the direction.
So that means we have a lot of big pharma people listening to the show because they just can't wait to be offended by Robert Scott Bell.
And Phyllis, who agreed with you,
I mean,
who was on the enema train since she was a kid, apparently.
Yeah.
No problem with any of that kind of stuff. Mm. We'll tune in anyway. And as long... I mean, throw her a lady part, not so to speak.
Okay. Well, I will try to remember the best of my ability. I can't speak for Liam because he's an investigative journalist. He's seen some things and talked about some things that may be offensive.
Breasts, Phyllis. Breasts.
Don't say it, Liam. It's going to upset Phyllis. Anyway, listen, I appreciate y'all being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show every day. Next hour, another intense and very fascinating interview, but a heartfelt interview I've got scheduled with Stephen Huer from One World Way. You don't realize how much this man has been attacked by the FDA. Why? Simply for providing good quality products that help people. And we're going to hear firsthand of his experience having to go to prison, etc. This is what we have to look forward to in a medical police state. I say no way. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I simply remind you every hour that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The information on the Robert Scott Bell Show has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration and is not intended to prevent, cure, treat, or diagnose any disease. Nah, just kidding. As far as we're concerned, the FDA can kiss our
ass. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Sometimes don't you feel like you need a truth detector? I mean, not the lie detector. Lies are obvious, but it's like I want the thing spun around to hear the truth, right? We talked to April Bowden last hour, and that was fascinating because she really saw beneath the surface and revealed a lot of things that it's not just about what we pointed out, right? How outrageous it is. But look, she went to the depths of what this could portend or what this means coming up next. And then we had a call from Phyllis. By the way, Liam Shep back in the studio here. Liam, when we had this call from Phyllis, who was very upset with your language. Wait, mine too, she said.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, we're just trying to get to the heart of the matter and speak forthrightly about this, not to annoy or upset anybody other than Big Pharma, which we know they listen because of that. But there's got to be a way to get a truth detector going here.
Old people. No. You got to be able to tell the truth. The truth is offensive by nature because it riles our belief system. But April dug into that reality there, and she said, "Wow! Not only are they shoving point one down our throats, but they're also taking object two, circle three, tong four. We're getting them all. All the slots are going into all the ouch." And she said, "What does it portend?" She figured it out. It's like she had a machine, right?
Yeah, sort of like a machine. Now, I
was listening to an ad. I just want to say, some ads, if you listen, have built-in truth detectors.
Built in. What do you
mean?
Well,
I was listening. The TV was on. I hate watching. I don't like TV. It annoys me.
Yeah.
But there was a Lunesta ad.
Right. The pretty butterfly.
Can
right?
I play this?
Yeah. I want to hear this.
It's got a built in. They built in a truth detector. All right. Here it goes. Okay. Well, I'm going to comment, but you'll see what I mean.
All right. I'm fascinated by this.
If your racing thoughts keep you awake, sleep is here on the wings of Lunesta. And if you wake up often in the middle of the night, rest is here on the wings of Lunesta.
That sounds great.
Lunesta helps you fall asleep and stay asleep.
I want to be that
so
butterfly.
So you can wake up feeling rested.
Pretty.
When taking Lunesta, don't drive or operate machinery until you feel fully awake. Uh-oh. Walking, eating, driving, or engaging in other activities while asleep without remembering it the next day been reported. Abnormal behaviors may include aggressiveness, agitation, hallucinations, or confusion.
What?
In depressed patients, worsening of depression, including risk of suicide, may occur.
What?
Alcohol may increase these risks. Allergic reactions such as tongue or throat swelling occur rarely and may be fatal. Side effects may include unpleasant taste, headache, dizziness, and morning drowsiness. Ask your doctor if Lunesta is right for you.
No, I don't need to do
get
that.
Lunesta
I don't think so.
For a $0 copay at Lunesta.com.
$0?
Well
free.
On the wings of Lunesta.
Of Lunesta.
Wait, my throat is swollen. I'm dying.
I can't. Not
I'm
good
depressed.
For radio.
I'm eating and driving. I'm asleep.
Yes. How did you do that?
I feel crazy. I don't want to ask my doctor for this.
Fascinating about the way you describe it. You're right. It came with its own truth detector.
It had one. Right. Built in. But
most
commercials don't.
Mm.
So I was sort of beside myself with anticipation. I haven't tried this yet, but I was down there at the CompUSA.
Okay.
You know, smaller competitor to Best Buy.
Yeah.
Sort of lower end. You know, more for the
They have a lot of cool gadgets. I like them.
Stuff,
yeah.
Right.
But it's not like the same stuff you find at Best Buy Limited. There you find a lot more. So what do you find?
You're right there in Shanghai. You're right getting the newest cutting edge stuff on the market. I noticed something and I thought it was an MP3 player. And it had two USB, an input and an output.
Okay.
And I noticed that it said truth decoder. And you know how things
truth decoder.
Okay. Yeah. You know how things are sort of mislabeled in China, you know, like be kind, be gentle to the tender grass is like keep off the lawn.
Yes.
You know, that
be kind to the gentle grass.
Right.
Yes.
Be gentle.
They don't know English that well.
And I don't speak Cantonese or Mandarin, except I think I can say, I used to be able to, but never mind. Never mind that.
Yes.
I plugged this thing in and I played a couple of YouTube things, real commercials, and I was amazed and I just wondered if we could try it right here.
Well, I mean, I'm not against experimenting on the air with, if you don't mind.
Okay. All right. This is you'll recognize it. It's just a McDonald's commercial.
So normally, we wouldn't play this, but this is an experiment for a higher purpose.
Well, it said it's truth decoder. Let's see what happens.
Okay. This is a real one.
Yes.
Yeah.
McDonald's Angus Burger. So thick and juicy, you're going to need an extra napkin. Maybe three. Angus bacon and cheese. Bigger really is better when you meet our third pound, 100% Angus beef patty on a premium bakery-style bun. Then add savory bacon, two slices of golden cheese, and top it off with crisp red onion and crinkle-cut pickles. Wait before cooking is at least 5.33 ounces. At participating McDonald's.
Did you?
All right. They had a little disclaimer on it.
All right. You hear that kind of urban music, you know, we're in the city.
Yeah, you know who they're directing it toward, but they even had a little tiny disclaimer on the ounces of the patties. But
that's like a hip, urban, hip-hop club, young audience, active, cool, making the scene. So that's, McDonald's is always targeting the inner city, whatever you think that means. White kids, black kids, they're always targeting. But really, what
they want to be cool, right?
Yeah, but they're really feeding the poorest people in the nation. So they never say, now they said at the end, it went by really fast, but this contains 5 and a half.
Yeah, that was the thing I heard, too. I always try to listen for that. Like, it's only 5.33 ounces or something.
Right. So, a pound is am I going to get this wrong?
16 ounces. So, a quarter pound, 4 ounces. So, it's somewhere between over a quarter.
Okay. So, so they're calling it a third pound.
It's a little less.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
so
but they admit it.
But so, that's their disclaimer. But
okay.
I thought, okay, but the real questions aren't how much does it weigh, but what's in it, right?
Always want to know the ingredients.
Right. So they say it's Angus burger. Like, what is Angus? Is that some kind of really good beef? I don't know.
He's from Australia, in fact. He was in AC/DC.
All right. I'm going to take the plug in.
All right. Plug that in over there. This is the truth decoder that you got from Comp. USA.
USB in, USB out. I hope that works. And I'm going to press go. And ready?
All right. Let's try it.
Press go.
Let's see what happens.
All right, it's playing.
Commercial.
Sounds the same.
Yeah.
McDonald's 100% Angus beef burger comes from cows that are at least 51% black on their hide. Oh. That's why they're Black Angus. Oh. Our animals are factory farmed, penned into cages, and forced to stand in their own feces and urine, for which they require copious antibiotics and drugs to keep them from dying. Then they're force-fed a diet of genetically modified corn and recycled waste, which they cannot digest, thereby causing them to develop dangerous fats and diseases, including cancers. Tumors are an undisclosed ingredient in our delicious fast food. Allowable levels of blood and pus in our milk products and milkshakes. We add genetically modified corn and soy byproducts and hydrogenate them so the fats you get are the most dangerous fats available. We then add pesticide-heavy oils like cottonseed, artificial colors and flavors, and a bunch of sugar and other crap that we can't even pronounce. We then get black people to smile and dance and eat this stuff in snappy commercials with upbeat soundtracks. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Oh, my God. That truth decoder, I think it may be worked too well.
That was amazing. That was like the best $29 I've ever spent. That's incredible.
I think you know, if it came from China, it should have been $19.95, but probably snap it up before everybody else finds out about these things, because that is shocking how accurate it was coming from there. The technology, they must have reverse engineered it from UFOs that landed in China.
Incredible, the truth decoder. So the Black Angus burger, which is a third. What are they?
Less than a third of a pound. We followed them. But they admitted that, right?
Right, about a third. Yeah. So, and then there's before cooking, of course.
Yeah.
So not after. So
after
before,
it's smaller.
Before cooking, afterwards, it's probably a third of a, a fifth of a pound or something like that. You're going to cook off a lot. But it's not even beef. I'm a vegetarian. I mean, I don't eat beef, but I don't eat cows. But they even told in the truth, the decoded version, that Black Angus, which I didn't know, is just a cow that has black spots on it. I thought it was something special.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I'll have to get a rancher back on here to confirm that. But
it said 51. So
look, how? I mean, how did they know that the way an animal is raised? I mean, they don't put that on the label. Even if they put ingredients, they're allowed to say, "Well, Angus burger, right? Angus meat," and they don't have to tell you it's they're eating or non-organic food. I mean, genetically modified corn and soy.
How does the truth? The truth decoder probably has a built-in lexicon. So if it hears organic or non-GMO, it knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it doesn't, it just goes to a default setting.
Yeah.
And the default setting in the world, of course, is that if it's not GMO, if it's genetically modified, if it's organic, then it. But even then,
I'd be curious if we can try this out some other time, like on a product that claims to be natural, because
right.
You know, with fast food, it's not like they're pretending to be natural necessarily. Although they kind of hint at Angus burger, right? It sounds really.
But they're making believe it's from a cow and clearly factory farmed. You could be getting thousands of animals scraped off the floors and walls of some. This disgusting, mind-numbing horror scene somewhere out in Bakersfield, California, along Route 5. Whatever, that's where a lot of these things are.
You remember Diet for a New America, John Robbins?
John Robbins.
He opened it up, I mean, in a horrible way, but I mean a necessary way to begin to question big agribusiness, big chemical and multinational companies that produce food in a way that it's no longer food. So this truth decoder could be of great assistance to us in the future. I hope we can bring it back. If this thing, hopefully, did you get a warranty on it?
No, I didn't buy the extended warranty. It's pocket size, though. It's not very big. They had a bunch on the shelf. I took a chance because it said true decoder.
True decoder. Who would have known? It's a detector. I mean, it literally translates the commercial. I'm going to wait. We're going to find something that's like natural and see if it really is. But that we'll do that another time, Liam. You know, I've got to interview my good friend Stephen Huer next. And here's a guy who's been truthful about the things that he does. And yet the government, they attack the people that are actually speaking truthfully about their products. They don't want them to know that supplements can actually help promote health and reverse disease.
I wonder if we took the statement of a politician or an FDA spokesman and put it through the true decoder, if it would come out the other side. You know what I mean?
I could see some very interesting things
we'll
we can do with this.
Some audio.
Yeah. No, this is a very interesting new tool that we have here at our disposal
did
now.
Did the true decoder say there are tumors and that the animals stand in their own feces and urine?
Listen, I know that, and you know that, but they don't want that coming out in commercials for fast food.
I wonder what would happen if McDonald's put out a commercial and just showed sort of an undercover camera inside factory farms where they get their meat from. I wonder if it would affect their bottom line at all. Probably a little.
You know, I mean, some people, it's just like if they're TSA agents and you say, hey, listen, you're getting radiated. And they say, well, you got to die of something. So I don't think a lot of people, if they already eat there, are going to be convinced not to. I mean, maybe I'm cynical about
this,
Liam.
What if you showed the picture of the chicken McNuggets and you actually showed just a pictorial ingredients list? And because most of it, by the way, is genetically modified corn. Most
yeah,
of
part and they can they form them into parts, they mold them. It's like you're in pottery class, yeah. And then you begin. Hey, this is how you make a McNug.
And the rest is factory farm chicken bits that are ground, so they're not recognizable. So if they just showed the chicken and then the grinding process, do you think people would go, do you have anything that doesn't have, you know, like that's not the process for that? I just wondered if we had a truth in advertising kind of law. Do we have truth in advertising in this country?
Well, if we do, it's not in effect other than that Lunesta commercial where they were somehow, I think with drugs, they have to say it, but they say it so fast and sweetly that you think, oh, isn't that wonderful? Wouldn't it be great to be falling asleep and then do all that stuff? I get so much done.
And they show pretty pictures. There's this sort of psychedelic butterfly, and everybody's happy.
Well, that's why the kids go into the doctor's office and the pediatricians and say, can I have Lunesta? I saw the commercial. It happens.
Really?
It really happens. They direct this to kids. They learn to take drugs, not only from mom and dad, but from commercial television. Turn off the TV. Turn up the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam Sheff, thank you for bringing the truth decoder today. I've got Stephen Huer coming up. Very serious interview about some, you know, tragic things when you do good, do right, and the government doesn't like that. And we're going to reveal that firsthand with Stephen Huer after this break. Liam, thanks again. The Robert Scott Bell Show at robertscottbell.com, naturalnewsradio.com. Enter your email address to get your daily email updates as well. And we'll be right back with more powerful healing after this.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL. Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now, it should be clear to longtime Robert Scott Bell Show listeners how I feel about the government regulation of dietary supplements. I think it's atrocious that they go after people that are literally, they have a passion for health and healing, simply wanting to bring about options or give options, provide options to people that have, you know, maybe long since given up on modern medicine, or maybe they're in a transition phase. Maybe the doctors themselves are utilizing it and saying, hey, we need you to get access to this. There are people out there, courageous people, that have a lot of personal experience and passion about this, and yet they're attacked by the government regulators as if they are some form of terrorist, honestly. Now, a lot of times you'll read about these stories in the news, you'll think, oh, yeah, because of the way they write it. Oh, that guy was probably a bad guy. He was trying to cheat people out of their money and such. And so they play the game very well through public relations type writing to make it seem like the dietary supplement people are just trying to make money, and as if the big pharmaceutical industries are not trying to make money at the cost of your life. Versus the natural supplements, which at the worst, they may not work for you, but they're not going to kill you. Nobody seems to care about that on the government side. All they want is their pound of flesh. And so I've asked my good friend Stephen Hewer to come back on the Robert Scott Bell Show to share some of his backstory, because there's a fascinating human interest side to Stephen Hewer. He's with Cocoon Nutrition. And of course, we all utilize the One World Whey, the undenatured, non-pasteurized protein that is so wonderful to help increase glutathione levels for all the Robert Scott Bell Show audience listeners that utilize it, and I do. But there's more to that, the human story. Stephen Hewer, I want to welcome you back to the Robert Scott Bell Show right now.
Thank you for the introduction, Robert. That was really good. Thank you.
Well, Stephen, you've stood up for health freedom for a long time. People may not realize the persecution and prosecution you've undergone simply for providing products that the government said, oh, no, we can't let you do that. It's like, for instance, the growth hormone issue, right? You have a product like Cocoon GH, which is something I've talked about years ago. We were talking about getting this out and helping people,
yep,
because it helped, nutritionally speaking, not like putting an injectable hormone into people that's very synthetic and dangerous, but in a natural way to elevate growth hormone levels.
Yeah, it started out a long time ago in 98 when I was introduced to this product, and it was so health-giving to me. I noticed with my tendency to get up during the night to urinate and to not sleep deeply, the first night I took it, I slept deeply, and I didn't get up once. The next day, I had more energy, more endurance, more patience. I felt like a more calmer, happier person, and I knew that it had made a miraculous difference in the quality of my life, and I was seeing that many other people suffered with similar health plights and they would benefit as well. Mm-hmm. So it was just a matter of time before it became my number one selling product. And this product,
I think they're really calling to order it right now. I hear them in the background.
Yeah.
While you can. I will talk about that too. But, you know, yeah, if we talk about growth hormone issues, I mean, this is a very controversial area because Big Pharma makes big money on synthetic hormones, injectables and things, thousands of dollars a month sometimes it can cost. And it's very, in my opinion, cancer promoting versus the natural means by which we can restore, stimulate, boost whatever our normal, let's say, endocrine system, which is what you've always worked toward.
Well, actually, it's a little bit more complex or convoluted than that.
Sure.
But what you're dealing with is you have the growth hormone produced by your pituitary gland that signals all the cells of your body to be able to absorb amino acids. And that particular function is what determines how young you stay, because the rate at which you absorb amino acids and create proteins is the rate at which you create new cells and the rate at which you repair. And basically, a young person that's really vital and heals quickly and their tissues are really plump and wrinkle-free, and that's a person producing generous quantities of growth hormone. And a person that's beyond age 30, usually probably by age 40 on is when you feel it, their production has declined significantly and their overall rate of repair has declined. Even though they're still eating the same quantity of protein and the same quantity of amino acids from their protein sources,
right,
they're not absorbing it into the cells, so they're not repairing like they did before. And so a person's body begins to shrink in both size and function, and their wrinkles come on later on, and they're, you know, all these things happen with regards to aging. So
yeah,
the thing is that hormones in and of themselves, when people don't understand physiology, then all they hear is tabloid sound bites in the media saying that, oh gosh, this athlete you know, broke some rules with regards to their professional sports and or weightlifting or whatever, that they were using some steroid or they were using some something that they claim to be a scheduled or controlled substance. And what people don't realize or don't know because they don't haven't taken time to study physiology is that the body's declining hormones, if you reintroduced the bioidentical form of the hormone into the body in a physiological dose, which is a dose that's below what you'd make in a 24-hour period, that your overall biological homeostatics, you know, homeostasis mechanisms become stronger, healthier, more robust, things repair, mm-hmm. your quality of life improves. So giving your body a physiological dose of growth hormone, the form that your body makes, in other words, bioidentical, not an analog, not a
synthetic.
Not a slightly different molecule that would be a drug and a toxin. It was totally identical to what your body produces. Then your body gets this physiological dose, and all of a sudden you start repairing like you did 10 to 20 years earlier. So we were seeing people regenerate their cartilage in their joints and have all their arthritis pain go away, or regenerate their disc thickness over the course of 4 months or less and have all their back pain go away, osteoporosis reverse partially or completely later, gum recession reverse, you know, just a bunch. I even had two men have their kidney failure reverse. They were on dialysis and they were like, you know, got off dialysis in 4 months or less as a result of being on this one product because the kidneys don't produce much of the repair hormone IGF-1, and this product helped to raise the IGF-1 levels in the kidneys so they could repair themselves, and hence they regain function. And there's many, many, many other wonderful case histories and testimonies that we have recorded over the years and put onto our website. And so I saw this is such a fun thing. I mean, it made me as a practitioner, and I'm not the inventor of this product.
But you feel good.
I'm merely a private labeler. I just felt like this makes my practice so much easier because people get well so quickly when they can create protein. If you can't create protein, you can't heal.
Yes.
So all these conditions were being improved, and I even had the FDA visit me. In 2001, they visited me on another supplement I was selling on an entirely different matter, and that agent that came into my office, I gave him permission to check the whole place out. He looked over every one of my supplements. And he looked over this one in particular. We called at the time Cocoon GH.
I remember, yes.
Oral growth hormone. And he told me, I said, is that okay to sell? And he said, yeah. But then he said, but you need to change the label to say hold in the mouth 90 seconds rather than sublingual absorption. So we changed the label.
I'm amazed that he gave you that advice. Normally they don't like to tell you anything. They say go contact an FDA attorney or something. So really,
yeah, he was friendly in that respect. So I did change the label. We continued to sell it for 2 more years, and we continued to have this exponential increase in success nationwide and more positive case histories, and gave people a money-back guarantee if they didn't get results. And after 2 years of this successful campaign, from the first day the FDA agent visited us, we got a threatening letter from the FDA saying, you're selling a controlled substance. Stop it, or you risk possible enforcement action. So I wrote him back and I said, I've been visited by you guys already and you told me it was legal to sell. And my interpretation of the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act says that if I ingest a protein, that's considered a dietary supplement. And
right.
This is a protein.
Yes.
And I knew that IGF-1 occurs naturally in milk. I knew that.
Made a pretty reasonable assessment of it, but the FDA is not always known for being reasonable.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you learned the hard way, because then they really got aggressive in coming after you, did they not?
Yeah, exactly. They didn't respond to that letter, and then 18 months transpired, and I got another threatening letter, and I wrote them back, and I said, I don't make this product. I'm a private labeler. Please go to my manufacturer, my supplier. Here's his name and number. They did. They called him. They had a conversation. My supplier called me up and said, hey, it appears we just need to change the label one more time to say this, and hopefully they'll leave us alone. Well, it didn't do any good. They still came within 4 months. They had raided my office. That was in 2005, and I was in California at the time. And I had to – well, basically they took all the growth hormone spray that we had, which was $127,000 in product, and several other supplements – and quite a few of my files and all my computers.
But then that wasn't even enough. After they took that, they wanted more than a pound of flesh in your case. What was it that they were so – we want you off the street like you're a dangerous person.
Yeah. No, I know. I think that because – what happened was that later on it was 3.5 years after the effect, and I moved to South Carolina because I just took my savings and – bought a piece of property where I wouldn't have any rent or overhead, because in California the cost of living is so high you can go through your savings in no time.
Yeah, and now of course, if you have a 12-year-old girl, the state can basically use a licensed medical representative and inject her with HPV without your consent. It's crazy in California. You got out of there just in time.
Wow. Yeah, that's so sad to hear that. But so anyways, I was operating the nutrition office here out of my basement in South Carolina for the next 3.5 years. And my manufacturer, my supplier, got a call from the FDA at about the 3-year, 1-month mark. And the conversation was whether or not they were going to take action. So they did the raid. 3.5 years later, they hadn't taken action. And so he's saying, well, why? Steven's a good guy. He hasn't harmed anybody, you know. And well, basically, it ended up being the response was, yeah, but he didn't back down.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't basically kiss our ring. I mean, this is where you've got government gone mad, not of the people, by the people, for the people. You've got out of control bureaucrats that want people to be enslaved to them, to kowtow to them, to basically beg them for mercy. And this is really rough because they do hold some level of quote unquote power, even if they don't have authority, because I would argue against their authority to do what they're doing. But at the same time, they came after you with such viciousness that they ended up what did they convict you of, or did you plea out and they gave you some prison time?
Yeah, actually, at the point of arrest, I was finally arrested shortly after my friend informed me of that conversation at 3.5 year mark. I was driving my vehicle. I had a loaner vehicle while my car was under repair, and I was returning the loaner vehicle to the mechanic. And when I pulled into the parking lot, I was surrounded by two cars with lights in the dashboard. I figured I knew what it was about, and they, identified themselves as federal marshals. They gave me the indictment and handcuffed me, and they brought me to the local, jail. And I spent 40 days from East Coast to West Coast in chains, from both county and local jails to federal prison penitentiary. And it was a very scary experience. My health is,
very fragile. You've been through a lot. And what was the actual charge that they said you were you a day?
Oh, it was, I was selling a controlled substance, the growth hormone spray
that they couldn't, and they couldn't detect the growth hormone in it later on because it was wrapped in a protein. They couldn't even find it.
Yeah, the chemical analysis is like they couldn't even find it. So I told them, I said, well, I'm not the creator of this. I just have been told things, and this is my understanding, that the protein, the growth hormone peptide, is invisible when you've wrapped it in the liposome or the polymer matrix. There's two different mechanisms by which you can coat the growth hormone protein to protect it from degradation and also to make it absorbable into the mouth through the mucosa of the mouth.
Right.
And this is just basically a wonderful health supplement that they were saying, we're not going to let you sell this, and we're just going to take action against you. So,
they wanted to make an example of you or something. Listen, we got to take a quick break here. Stephen Huer is my guest from OneWorldWay.com. He's a great guy. As I said, I love to feature the good works that he's doing. It takes a lot of courage to stand up to the government agents, and this is the human side of it. Sometimes we don't hear that, the people that have gone through it, that have been attacked by government. And there's more to this story. It continues on to this day. And I want you to say thanks from me to Stephen Huer. You make sure you give him a call. Go to oneworldway.com. Get what you need. Get what we want you to have. And we'll give you a phone number as well when we come back from this break. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show on Natural News Radio. I'm glad you're with me. Back after this.
Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only 5-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my 5-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave
Scott,
and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
For those of you now getting a kind of a sense of the real people that are harmed or hurt, and we've only touched the surface of this with Stephen Huer and what he's been through. A kind man who really cares for the health and the, you know, the safety of people, finds good products, makes them available, and that's why we like him here and support him on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I would ask that you would call and support him as well. His number, 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325, oneworldway.com. I've got all the links up at today's blog notes at robertscottbell.com, of course, with all of that. And Stephen, listen, they went after you to say you're selling something. I mean, look, I get so outraged because there are people that are genuinely harmed every day by FDA-approved pharmaceuticals. There were no complaints, to my knowledge. Nobody was harmed at all. And yet right. They went after you with viciousness and had to put you in jail for I don't know how many months you served, but in frail health. If you're going to have to eat the food that they give you, it's horrific to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, yeah, that's what was so stressful. I mean, a heartier person, it's not as big of an issue. But having been mercury poisoned and struggled with various health challenges with regards to intestinal health and detoxification, you eat that kind of food and it can get serious in no time when your bowels don't move. So anyways, I experienced their wrath full force. And when I did finally get out after 40 days, my ex-girlfriend came back into my life, and we were trying some alternative methods of legally, getting this to go away. And rather desperately, you know, I was reaching for straws, and some of that advice that I got was really, really unsound. And the paperwork that I filed got me into more trouble. So I was thrown back in jail again for another 2.5 months. And thanks to my mom and people in the Bay Area who were customer friends of mine, came into the courtroom, about 12 people total. Many of them spoke to the judge and said, listen, you need to give this guy a second chance. He's a completely reliable, integrous person, and please let him out. So yeah. they did reluctantly, and they put me on in-house arrest. So I wore an ankle bracelet, couldn't hardly leave my home other than to get food for a period of a year and 10 months.
Amazing.
So, yeah, total of 4 months in jail and then 1 year and 10 months in-house arrest. And so, still I'm under their eye and under their watch, and I have to report, and I can't leave the state without their permission. And, you know, it's really stupefying, because you really realize that it's not about
right and wrong.
It's not about right and wrong. It's not about protecting people from someone that's harmful that needs to be in jail, because I have been actually helping people's health. It's like when you talk about helping either to create – disturb the peace or to create peace in society – Peace in society completely comes from the degree of physical and emotional well-being.
Right.
And if you don't have physical well-being, you ain't going to have emotional well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're in the business of that, what I've been in, and I've been helping people regain physical health and emotional well-being, then I'm actually contributing to the peace of society, and yet I was treated like a threatening a person who was a threat to society.
Well, the statement, no good deed goes unpunished, is only explained by government, is only explained by the overreaching police state antics of the Fear and Death Administration, and then plays it down to the local levels as well, as we've seen with the recent raids on Rossum Foods, the attacks on Amish farmers, the attacks on dietary supplements, on alternative cancer therapies and other things, the doctors and non-doctors alike who would utilize them. Our founders had never envisioned, although they knew that government could and would turn tyrannical if we ever went to sleep. But other than Benjamin Rush, who warned us about this from a medical perspective, he signed the Declaration of Independence. He was a physician to George Washington. It really is. We are living under now a horrific police state. I mean, they're literally, after you've served for a non-crime, in my opinion, they're still coming after you. What is the latest on that? You were just in fact, I believe you had to go back out west to talk to the prosecutor again. Why aren't they letting this go? What do they want now?
Well, it's still all in pretrial. All of the stuff that's happened has happened before any trial. So there's been no conviction of anything. There's just been pretrial and all the stuff they do before that happens.
So it's the same stuff continuing.
But in this case, it's the conversations and the communications between myself and the prosecutor become much more congenial, much more favorable, much more positive in such a way that if I want to, there's just a new opportunity where I feel like we might be able to resolve this without going to trial, and I'm hoping for that, because quite frankly, I'd like to have my life back, and I'd like to not continue to have to fight like this.
Oh, of course. So, and see, that's the thing about, if you don't understand the David and Goliath context, if they have an unlimited array of funds, whether they be taxpayer supported or Ben Bernanke printed, it's very difficult to fight on their turf. And that's why there are a lot of people with it's like alternative medicine. You've got alternative legal stuff as well. But they don't like it when you bring those things up. Now, you could appeal and appeal and keep going higher and higher till someone acknowledges the validity of the argument. But, of course, they count on you bankrupting yourself in the process. And that's what the thing is. At a certain point by attrition, you go, my God, I just want my life back. Leave me alone. What do you need me to sign? And so you get people that'll cop to please that they've not done anything, just as you, anything wrong. Nobody's been harmed. People freely access this information. You always offer 100% money back guarantee. There's no fraud involved, yet they just want their pound of flesh, which disgusts me. I'm just having to contain myself here, Stephen, honestly, because I seethe with anger at the injustice of it. Yet now you're faced with having to do something like that. And as I said, I want my listeners out there, you're listening right now to the Robert Scott Bell Show, to understand there are good people that are harmed by the system that we have not fully unraveled yet. And if you don't understand the reason why I support Congressman Ron Paul in his run for office, I realize he can't change everything overnight, but we need people of integrity really rolling back the police state, or else forget it. Everybody's going to be in prison that has a thought that is original and unapproved by government.
Right. Yeah, that's so true. I'm glad you remarked about, people just, and I guess most of your listeners or all of your listeners are pretty much endorsers of Ron Paul, but I mean, his message needs to continue to light the candle of every human mind and heart throughout this country, because that is where the most compassion, the most empowerment, the most joy in life will occur, is when we are all self-governing and federal government is back down to a very small size, and we at the local level and state level decide what kind of a society we want to you know, live in that's free of these restraints, you know.
Well, what kind of government do we want? Do we want one that can provide for us everything that we think we want or need? And, of course, if that's the case, then they can take away everything we want or need because we've granted them a power that they should never have been given, and nor have they officially been given, but it's been stolen because much of the American people, and this is over a number of generations, particularly in the 20th century leading to where we are now, have basically said, yeah, it's okay. They can have that. They can have that. And they keep incrementally grabbing more and more to the point where they all realize we're all in prison.
Yep, exactly. That's exactly what took place. And we're the generation that is having to, you know, pull in the reins and change it all. And I think enough people are waking up and disgusted enough with the quality of life they're having to begin to really ask some honest questions about how you know, this current federal government that we're dealing with has grown to become the cancer, you know, in society.
Right, right. So in all of this, of course, this all surrounded initially of this so-called labeling issue with the cocoon GH as it was known then, which it was wrapped in such a way that they couldn't detect it. And then they said it's fraudulent. You had 100% money back guarantee. Is this a product that is still being sold? Can people access this? Maybe they just want in protest to get some.
Yeah, there's a product. We've relabeled it. We call it Synergy One. Yeah, it may not be available very much longer. I mean, based on what I'm – the kind of conversation I'm having with the government, and if I want to get this over with and out of my life, there's a likelihood that it won't be available commercially anymore at all. And it's a shame because if people – everyone knew about this and they could take and have access to it, their quality of life – by and large, for the most part, if they have a fairly decent, you know, nutrition food-wise, their quality of life improves dramatically, and all kinds of systems in their body repair, mend, and heal.
Yeah. You know, it's sad what you've had to go through, but, you know, on one level, I guess if I can be human and compassionate, it may be even sadder that the people that are going after you, if they're deceived into believing that they're doing the right thing or not. I mean, I'm sad for them because I think, honestly, if you believe in a hell, they're going to burn in it for a while for attacking innocent people that simply are here to help others. I mean, this is just atrocious. And as I said, I'm holding my voice down because normally I'd be yelling and screaming. I don't want to scare you off the line here, Stephen, or anymore. But, you know, honestly, this is the kind of thing that really gets me. So how can we lend our support? You know, in your case, of course, as we know, I love what you're bringing out. That's why we have the One World Way and we promote it all the time here. But other things that people can do to support your efforts to stand free with all of us in accessing quality nutrients to help us live healthier lives.
The support they could offer me would be check out the Synergy One products, check out the One World Way and the Mineral Magic. I tend to find that if I get people on those three items, this full spectrum trace mineral magic and the One World Way protein, and then the product Synergy One, the growth hormone spray, that those three things make such a qualitative life improvement effect that people tend to find their need for supplementation in other areas goes down proportionally.
Right.
And then that the finances we make from those sales helps me to legally get free of what I've been dealing with and to you know, stay afloat and keep going. So that's a welcomed thing. But, you know, but of course it's, I don't want it to be for me only. I'm just communicating that there's a huge physiological benefit that people get from these three products that people really are impressed with, and we have quite a few growing testimonies to that effect that people spend time looking at our testimonies, they'll be very impressed with the kind of case histories that have happened from those three products. So, you know, that's one way that people can help. The other is that I just would ask that everyone realize that they are contributing to the unfolding of tomorrow, the next page of life, each new tomorrow, by the thoughts they have today, and that they shouldn't let themselves just be shocked by what's on the news and stay in that frame of reaction and in anger, but they should go back to the meditative state and they should go back to visualizing the truth, the thing that they want to see, Ron Paul elected president, the end of the Federal Reserve Bank and things like that, visualizing those things because their mind is going to affect that, creating that, and it is the most powerful thing they can do to ensure that tomorrow becomes a joyful experience because they're taking they become conscious creators of our tomorrow.
Yes, conscious co-creators. I love it. And it's astonishing to me that with all that you've been through, that you can maintain that level of, spiritual awareness in a sense. Because there's a lot, like I said, I'm human. I admit, I get angry from time to time and sometimes very angry about these things. But I always got to come back to this when we discuss these things. And it pleases me to know and to realize that you've maintained it. It's like not everybody does. Some people can become angry and bitter and never utilize the reason they're here for good. And you continue to have a positive message, a hopeful message, not based in theory, but in practice, because you're actually living it despite all the things that are being thrown at you, Stephen.
And you know why? Is because in every single person out there, the judges, the prosecutors, I've seen them shift in their energy. I've seen them change in their attitude towards me as I changed. And as I became more peaceful and more loving, they did too.
Beautiful.
And it's like what everyone wants is to experience peace, love, and harmony within themselves, within their own emotions. And even all of these, this is the Rossum raid is a good example. Even though it was an outrage, look at how, you know, peacefully they dealt with the whole thing, and how now that they've won their right to have their raw food club and not have any government agency prohibit them from doing it. And it's because they carried, and Ogenus carried, the torch of being a peaceful person connected to source energy or God energy within themselves. And it's when people spend enough time to realize that all of nature is quite at peace, quite in harmony with the creator, and we can be too, but we just have to get our minds, you know, temporarily into a meditative state of clear to no thoughts or only positive thoughts, to sync our frequency back up with God frequency, so that we actually become broadcasters of that energy signal of peace, harmony, and love. And then when you're around these people that are part of the federal government and are over-regulating and things like that, they will shift, because who you're being is somebody they would prefer to experience being too.
That's a high degree of mastery and challenge to get there. And Stephen, you're a living example of helping others to inspire them to do that and more. In spite of that, and of course, the ongoing saga of Rossum, it does continue. They're not giving up on it. There's a lot of things that are outrageous, but at the same time, you're right. Ultimately, we've got to step up and be an example of that loving energy in the most difficult of circumstances. And I wanted to share your story with the listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show here on Natural News Radio, because not every day do they get to hear these things, and I appreciate your willingness to cover some very uncomfortable territory in letting this out, because there's a very human story, a human element to this, and I don't want it to be a story that others have to experience firsthand. If we can learn from your experience and support you through it, then we can roll this back and live much healthier and happier lives and help others in the same vein as we try to help ourselves.
Yes, I agree. That's well put, Robert.
Stephen Huer, OneWorldWay.com. I've got the links up. Once again, the phone number, if you'd like to call and say, hey, Stephen, you're awesome. Thank you for what you're doing. Do that as well. Get some One World Way, as well as the Mineral Magic and the Synergy One while you can. 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325. Stephen, you know I appreciate you very much, all that you stand for.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks for having me on.
All right, we're coming right back with more powerful healing, if that is at all possible, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here, inviting you to check out the Natural News Store.
Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, boys and girls, what have we learned today? Well, no good deed goes unpunished, but you know, that's only true in a society that has abandoned the common law. Because in the common law, you do a good deed and it's rewarded, even if it's just a simple gratitude or thank you. But in a community or culture or country that has abandoned common sense, that has abandoned civility, that has abandoned the rule of law or the common law, then all bets are off. Like Stephen Huer's story. What was his crime? Nothing in the common law. He provided a service, a product that people loved, they got benefit from, and they had 100% money back guarantee. He stood behind it. Wow. No crime was committed, yet the Fear and Death Administration sees that as a crime against humanity, as a terroristic act or threat that must, well, we've got to get that pound of flesh out of you. We want some time served. And then we got Governor Jerry Brown we covered today extensively. Man, you Democrats, you dummy. I mean, come on, abandon ye all the parties. The only reason Ron Paul is still considered Republican is because there was no way. You can't run as an independent unless everybody abandoned the parties. But at this point in California, it's just horrific what's gone on to sell your soul or sell your children to Merck just so you can get more money into the coffers of government to continue your largesse, paying off the corporate welfare that must be lobbied into existence that has no place in the common law. But as we know, or as we should know here, the common law has been abandoned. And, you know, the whole basis for the Constitution is the common law. And now you try to bring up the common law in the courts. Common law is not, it's not welcome here. It's all equity, right? Admiralty. This is something you must understand if you're ever trapped into the court system and you try to speak clearly about the Constitution. They'll tell you, the Constitution is not, you will be in contempt of court if you bring up the Constitution in my courtroom. You know, it's really crazy. And you continue to support that, you support your own demise. You support your own enslavement. And that's why I see what's going on in the Wall Street. The Occupy Wall Street is so interesting because people are still floundering about. They don't all get it. I mean, I'm watching YouTubes of interviews with people and, you know, some people get it. But a lot of them don't understand. They know they're there for a reason, but they don't really know what that is. You know, because so many are calling for more government intervention, recognizing that the only way that you can have, the benefit of freedom restored to you is to remove the government from it. And in fact, that freedom was never the issue. It wasn't that they freed Wall Street to do all the stuff to screw the people. I mean, the system was rigged beginning in 1913 when they established the potential to decouple money from money. And then it was no longer money. It's the fiat money. It's the money that's backed by nothing. It's the fractional reserve banking. And now it's less than fractional reserve banking because what are your reserves if they're paper that are not backed by anything? And you get Canadian reporters saying, well, the gold, that's crazy, that won't be here next year, but the American government backs their dollars up, they'll be here next year. I mean, that's the insanity that goes on out in the world right now, upside down, through the looking glass, inside out. What are we doing here? I mean, is protest the way to go? I mean, is it just the sitting? I mean, I understand people want to do something, but if you still believe in voting and you're not in support of Congressman Ron Paul, you're voting for the status quo, more of the same. And it isn't going to be that if you get a Romney in instead of an Obama that it's going to change it all, because Goldman Sachs owns Romney. Rick Perry, do we even need to discuss him? Herman Cain, the Federal Reserve Chairman from Kansas City, what do you want? I know what I want. Freedom! Liberty! It's not that much to ask. It's the basis for the foundation of the origin. Can you say that? The basis of the foundation of the origin. Wow! Was I a little redundant there? Of the organic American Republic. Suppose we just got to decide what we want and then create it or recreate it. And of course, get out of our own way. In many ways, our fear stands in that way. How much outrage do we need to move us? How much discomfort do we need? How hot does it have to get? How the, you know, as they boil the frog slowly before we jump out of the pot? Is the Jerry Brown mandate of HPV shots for little girls without parental authority, permission, consent, is it enough for you in California to finally abandon your love of government? Your love of government intervention. Interventionism abroad, interventionism domestically. And if we talk about healing, the freedom to heal, how did you allow Los Angeles County prosecutor, the DA's office, Kelly Saker Faker, to go after millions of dollars, U.S. taxpayer money, L.A. taxpayer money? How much of it is federal? I don't know, but there was FDA involvement, cooperation, to go after people who merely wanted to provide for their families food that they felt was superior to that which the government adulterates, modifies. Now the government is outraged because you no longer look at them in the same way, with the same adulation, adoration, and worshipfulness. And this is now a turning point. We are in the midst of a major turning point. Does it have to end in violence? Does it have to change via violence? History is not kind to those who love peace and liberty and the combination therein. But we'll hold the vision, pray if we can, if we'd like to, and we'll move forward in peace, in liberty, and in health, and in healing, which is what we do here every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So special thanks to Liam Sheff, as always, the investigative journalist, conspiracy realist that he is, Stephen Huer, my good friend, as well as April Bowden, and also Phyllis, that caller. I'm sorry we upset you, Phyllis. We'll try to do better as we continue here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. In the meantime, thank you for being here once again. Check out the blog, robertscottbell.com, all the greatest stuff going on there, and new video page, all the videos in one location, so check it out. In the meantime, until tomorrow, I remind you this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.